When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
Hello, folks, and welcome to our podcast. Today we conclude our interview with Justin Hutchins. He will tell you more about the Kenya Orphanage Project, and he will also tell you how to donate to them if God puts it on your heart. We hope you will enjoy the podcast, and God bless you.
It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hi friends, my name is Timothy Burdick. If you're facing a tragedy or an obstacle, and who isn't, I'd invite you to read my new book called The God Who Enables. It was written just for you with hopefully some compassion as well as humor, and it will lift you above what you're going through because God has different verses of scripture in there to give you hope and a future. Thank you very much, and God bless you. To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you.
And now for part two of our interview with Justin Hutchins.
One more thing, let me tell you, Tim. So another encounter I had, when we were there, none of the leadership in the church, I mean, there was half the congregation that was there because it was smaller because of the exodus that they had at the church. But none of the leadership had Bibles. In every church that we went to, we saw that nobody had Bibles, only like some of the leadership. And we're like, wait, there's no Bibles here. So, and I think this might be one of your questions, so forgive me if I'm getting ahead of myself, that you're probably going to ask me is, how are they getting the word into Kenya? When we were traveling out, we were in Nairobi, which is a bigger city, you know, about an hour and a half flight away from Webuye, where we were. While we were there, there's a mall there, and they had Bibles. And so I purchased about 10 Bibles. Or less, I forget, maybe 8 or so. And I said, there was one of the gentlemen that was with us, I said, can you get these back to the village? And he said, yes, I can. And they were so overwhelmed with joy that church had received those Bibles. They didn't get them because there's no mailing system, and Kenya time's a little different than the United States. They don't have clocks that are watching, you know. When I was in church, I was like, how long do I go for? You know, usually I have a clock that tells me to shut up at the
right
point.
Right.
And they said, what are you talking about? What's a clock? You know, like, they don't care about time, you know. They never show up on time. They never leave on time. So the Bibles show up 3 weeks later. They get them. And they took a picture of it, and I have it on a flyer, actually, of them holding up the Bibles, all the leadership. The next week, the church tripled in size because they said, God is blessing this church again, just because it received the Word of God, because it received Bibles again. There's stigmas out there like that, superstitions, etc. So we got to pray that off of that, off of them, and know that, you know, that's not the truth in the Word of God. But just what a miraculous thing and joy to see that the Word of God just literally, physically delivering it, you know, to a church could bring so much joy. They are so grateful for that because now they don't have to share that Bible. The Bible used to go around the congregation so people could read it, you know, and be borrowed throughout the congregation. And now at least they're sharing some of them. So Vita Church decided that they're going to send pallets into the villages. Of Bibles.
So if people wanted to get Bibles to them, how would they do that?
Yeah, it's very difficult. So the best way is actually to get in contact. You're going to be speaking with Pastor Ben. We have one gentleman there. See, I wanted to help. God put it on my heart to help Pastor Moses with his congregation. Because what's happening right now is because he lost that money, the landlord's now termed his lease and he's being evicted. Not evicted, but you know, his lease is termed, so he's out of there, and he has to find a new lot. Well, we just raised quite a bit of money for him. A plot of land is about $15,000 out there, plus, you know, maybe another 4 or 5 to erect a building. So we raised a lot of money. We're still raising funds, trying to get them a new plot of land. But we don't want that money to be stolen again, like it was the first time. With the Kenya Orphanage Project, we have somebody who's in with the government who we trust, who we've sent tens and tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars to over the course of years, that we trust to get the finances and to get the land. He successfully has acquired land for us in the past. And so we have those funds going to him now, and that's through the Kenya Orphanage Project. So if we wanted to get Bibles, because the Bibles will go through the Kenya Orphanage Project and then be dispersed into the Nehemiah churches.
Okay, I got you.
Over the region, yeah.
That would be great. What are some specific things we can pray about as far as the people overseas?
Well, number one, there's the witchcraft, number one, is so thick. A lot of the children in the orphanage, they've experienced things like their family being slaughtered in front of them. That's how they became orphaned, because of the extent of the evil that's over there. People just sort of lose their minds and go rampant. The poverty, pray for prosperity over the land of Kenya, you know, that they can create infrastructure, you know, to sustain the regions, and that the government officials will stop being greedy and start being godly men. In fact, the prime minister over there just passed away, so they have a new prime minister coming
in. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that we can pray for that new man to be a man of God who will prosper, help prosper the land through God's hand and heart. Those things, and that, you know, the word of God just prevail in the region. And the children of the Kenya Orphanage Project, that they continue, they know more Bible verses than me, that they just continue to prosper in the word. They are so joy-filled, and I think that's what we should pray. I think actually the United States right now might even need more prayer. Just because we have things doesn't mean that we have what we need inside.
Right.
And I think we could take something back from Kenya. And I think the biggest thing that we could take back would be the gratitude and where we find that gratitude. Because it's an underlying force and can be in everything that we do. I've never seen the level of gratitude and just the value system so distorted from ours, you know, or our value systems and the way that we value things here in the United States is just so corrupt compared to what really matters. And I think Kenya has that.
Yes. Well, how do we donate and where do we go?
So Vita Church has an app. They also have a website, VitaChurchAZ.com. That's V-I-D-A. Vita is a Spanish word for life. So it's Vita Church. Yep. AZ.com. And they have the Kenya Orphanage Project. It is part of their ministry there. And if you donate, just stay Kenya Orphanage Project. We also have, if you want to donate for Moses' church, you know, I'll give you a funny story. They had a pulpit there. And it said, the resurrection power of Christ. And I thought that was the name of the church. I said, oh, no, we got that podium from another church.
That's funny.
They are so polite that they didn't want to correct me. They're like, well, we didn't want to say anything because, you know, we just don't want any, you know, conflict with you. And I'm like, no, you got to tell me when I'm wrong. That's what brothers do. It's actually called the Worship Church, Nehemiah Worship Church of Kenya, and the resurrection power of Christ. They said, well, that's just, you know, the message, right? And I said, yeah, that is the message, you know. But I have a GoFundMe also set up, and I have a link here. I could either give you that, it's kind of got some jumbled numbers, or I can give you an email address on the podcast. That might be easier. Somebody can email me. They could email me, and I could send them the link to the GoFundMe. Justin@ELS, that's Empowerment Life Services, ELSArizona.com. So it's Justin@ELSArizona.com.
Okay. I was just curious, were you the only white person that some people had ever seen?
I'm confident of that, yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's and they don't have a lot of television there from, you know, the United States or anything like that. They have the Kenyan networks, but the majority of people don't watch TV, and there aren't TVs in, you know, 90% of the houses in the region that we were in.
Wow.
And as far as being the only white person, I had asked, because everyone was so friendly to us and waving, I asked Pastor Moses while we were walking one day, hey, they're being really friendly to us because we're white. And he goes, yes. He didn't deny it. And he goes, but they're friendly anyways. And I said, oh, okay. And he says, but they haven't seen white people. And I said, but what do they think when they see us? And he said, they think that because they saw you, God's already answering their prayers.
Wow. What is their education like over there? Do they have any training for pastors?
They do, actually. While we were there, we had an event at the orphanage. Education for pastors, there are a lot. The Nehemiah Church is, from what I saw, seems to be one of the biggest Christian organizations there. And it's got a lot of branches of churches. And we had a pastoral fellowship for the region at the orphanage. And so transportation's different there. They have little motorcycles, and that's about it, that you can ride.
Uh-huh.
Or you can walk, because most people can't afford to take them. That's their taxi system. There were gentlemen who showed up and women that showed up that had walked for days to get there with no food, no water, just to come be a part of the leadership meeting or the pastoral meeting so that they could learn. So they do have things, but it's very difficult. The systems aren't in place to where you go online and, you know, you're watching videos and learning that way, online teaching, all that stuff. It's very different. There's hardly any cellular service in most of the region. So it's definitely a different world.
If the people can't get to the church, do they break up in small groups, or?
I'm not sure. I wasn't there long enough to witness that, I'm not sure if I could answer that. I know that there's a lot of churches. Every couple miles that you go, and from village to village, there'll be a church in that village.
Well, you were talking about how the people, you know, they had so much superstition and, you know, witches and so forth. Are they antagonistic to Christians?
No, not necessarily. Not that I saw while I was there. But I do know that they do things behind the scenes, and it's very spiritual. We know that that's the battle that we fight. This is not carnal. It's a spiritual battle. They'll do things like spells and et cetera. They have the voodoo dolls and that kind of stuff, and blood and all that. There's a lot of that going on. They don't do that openly, but it's happening inside the houses.
Uh-huh. Well, Justin, I wanted to thank you for being with us, and I just wanted to ask the people to go by our website, mynvm.com, and take a look at my new book. It's called The God Who Enables. If you're going through something at this time, you know, God wants to enable you to get through that. If you have a limitation, God wants you to get your eyes off of that and onto Jesus, like Justin was talking about, being grateful and so forth. This is basically, it's a devotional book, but it has some humor in it too. Maybe bad humor, but it has some in it. But anything that you can get out of it is, you know, from God. I'm just the messenger. So just wanted to thank everybody for listening. Thank you again, Justin, for coming. Have a good day, and God bless you, and thank you very much.
Enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.